Today's Shizm Sechta Sanhedrin, Sechta Sukkah Dav Zayin. We will begin on Dav Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, Oysa Tafach. We had learned in our previous shiur that the minimum size of a sukkah is two walls and a tefach. Ask the Gemara, Oysa Tafach, that tefach that we've been discussing, Hechem Amidoi, exactly where is that tefach placed? Amar Rav. So Rav says, "Mamidoi k'neged hayotzei." That means Rav explains that the two walls we have for the sukkah are two walls that are connected to each other, two walls that are at a right angle, and then this extra wall that we're placing should be attached to one of those existing walls. Amalei Rav Kahana Ravasi l'Rav. So Rav Kahana Ravasi asked Rav, "Why are you saying that that's the way that extra wall is placed? Perhaps it should be put in a slant." And there are two pshatim that the Rishonim suggest when the Gemara says v'yamidena k'neged roish tar. One pshat is that it should be put where we just said it should be put, it should be put attached to one of the existing walls. But instead of it being put at one of the existing walls at just jutting out, it should be put at a slant. And the reason that would be preferable is because when you put it that way, it shows much more of an enclosure. And we're trying to show that the sukkah is an enclosed area. So by putting this wall that way, it represents much more of an enclosure. That's one pshat that the Rishonim suggests. The other pshat that the Rishonim suggests is that it shouldn't actually be connected to one of the existing walls at all. Rather, it should be put facing the existing walls, at a slant. And the advantage of doing it that way certainly accomplishes, as we just said, that it looks more like an enclosure when you have that extra tefach put that way. And the point of all of this is, yes, as we discussed in our previous shiur, the halacha is that we only need a tefach for the third wall, but maybe when the Torah says that a tefach should be used for the third wall, it should be done in a much more, significant manner. Says the Gemara, Shosuk Rav. And the way the Baal Amar explains Shosuk Rav, so the Baal Amar says that in Shas, and in this Gemara, in every Gemara, when we find the word Shosuk, it could be one of two interpretations. It could be either shtika kaida, that the remaining silent actually means that they agree, or it can mean that they didn't see the need to respond. And says the Baal Amar, in this case, we understand it to mean that he didn't feel the need to respond. He dismissed their words. And the way the Ritva explains, it's really connected to another question. How do we look at Rav versus Rav Asi? How do we look at Rav versus Rav Asi and Rav Kahana? If we look at Rav versus Rav Asi and Rav Kahana as their Rebbe, so then Rav did not have the need to reply to them. But if we look at Rav not just as a Rebbe or of Rav Kahana, as an associate or Rav Kahana Rav Asi, so then if he didn't reply to them, it's actually an indication because if he didn't reply, it may be because he agrees. It manami, it says the Gemara we learned in Yeshiva, Amashmu Mishmei the Levi, Mamidoi Kenegar Ayotzei, the third tefach is just placed attached to one of the existing walls, became Mar Midrasha, and say so was taught in the Yeshiva, Mamidoi Kenegar Ayotzei. Says the Gemara, Rav Simon v'Tamer Rav Yishuv ben Levi Omer, Oysaloi Tefach Shoichik. So first he explains that this Tefach, this third wall, which we have been learning, is the size of a Tefach. So he says, what size is that? It's a Tefach Shoichik. As the Gemara Masech de Menachos, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis teaches us, when we speak about a Tefach, there are two types of Tefach. There's a wider Tefach and a narrower tefach. And the wider tefach is called tefach shoichik, representing like when somebody is smiling. So when somebody's smiling, his face is wider versus a tefach otzev. When a person is not smiling, his face is narrower. So here too, the Gemara is suggesting that it's a tefach shoychek. It's a wider tefach versus a narrower tefach. And the way the Rishonim explain, how do we physically determine what is a tefach shoychek versus a tefach otzev? The tefach shoychek is when the fingers, we know a tefach is like a fist, but when the fingers are touching each other, it's a smaller amount versus when the fingers are not actually clenched together. So the Gemara is saying that we make it into a tefach shoychek, which is a bigger tefach, which is a tefach, which is when the fingers aren't touching versus a tefach shoychek. So says the Gemara, Rav Simon v'Tamer Rav Shuban Levi Omer, Oysaloi tefach shoychek, this new third wall we make out of tefach that's a soichik, umamidai, and we put it within shloshet tefachim, within three tefachim samach ledoifin, three tefachim of the existing wall. And now, if we're going to have we're only going to have a distance of three tefachim, so we say loved. Then we have the tefach, so we combine loved, which whenever we say throughout Shas, that you need to have, that whenever there's less than three tefachim, loved is considered as if that entire area is closed up. So we take the loved plus the tefach, so we have a combination of four tefachim. Now that we're having this combination of four tefachim, because, says the Gemara, Mamida bepox mishloisha tefachim samach ledoifin, the kar pox mishloisha samach ledoifin, whenever we have it within three tefachim of the existing wall, kalavadami. So now we have a total of four tefachim. If we have of a total of four tefachim, and as we keep on repeating, the minimum size of every wall of the sukkah has to be seven tefachim. So four of seven tefachim is the majority of the minimum size of the wall. So it's not just that we have the third wall being just a tefach, which is a fairly insignificant area. It's really considered like we have a very significant area. We have four tefachim out of a seven wall. And therefore, that's what makes it into a kosher sukkah. Tosfos on Amud Beis, the Ramaskal Sichech, says that Rav Simon agrees that midaraisa, the third wall, a tefach is enough. It goes back to what we learned in our previous year, where Chazal said that the third wall, a tefach, is enough. Chazal were the ones that said that we want, it's this Rav Simon is a drabonon. In order, because Chazal wanted that the third wall should have some significance to it, so by placing this board, which is a tefach wide, within three tefachim of the existing wall, now I have something which looks very significant. And the Brisker Rav, in explaining this Gemara, says that when we look at this, the halacha of Lavud, he says the halacha of Lavud means that the whole area is enclosed with a wall. It's not just some sort of halacha that says less than three tefachim I'm not worried about. It's much deeper than that. What accomplishes here is that we have a whole wall, and since we have a significant wall, that's why we can rely on that wall enough. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Sukkah Asuya Kamavi. So till now, when we've been describing the two walls that the Torah tells us that sukkah should be made out of, we always speak about the two walls as we began our shir today at a right angle, the two walls touching each other. But sometimes you can have the two walls that look like a mavi, that are parallel to each other. Kshera, the halacha is that the two walls, Rav Yehuda says, do not have to be touching each other, but we also, as we know, have to have the third wall, which is a tefach. Says the Gemara, "V'oisa tefach mamida l'chalruach shiyurtza." So according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as we take that extra tefach and we attach it to any of the existing walls, that is sufficient for it to be a kosher sukkah. Rav Simon Amar V'Tam Rabbi Shuba Levi Amar, "Oisa lo pas arba tefachim u'mashahu." No, it wouldn't be work. You would need to have a board that's at least 4 tefachim and a mashu wide. Mamida pox mishloisha samach ledoifen, and then you distance that board within 3 tefachim from the existing wall. The kapach mishloisha samach ledoifen, as I just learned, whenever you have an empty space of less than 3 tefachim, the halacha of lovet applies. The halacha l'mashe mesina of lovet applies. So it encloses that entire area, kalavet dami, and now we have 7 tefachim between the board that's 4 tefachim wide and the lovet. We have a total of 7. So ask the Gemara, mashna hasam, why in the previous halacha the Rav Siman say that? Yes, he wanted to rely on Lovid, but why in that halacha, asked the Gemara, did it say Sagit Tefach Shaychik? It's enough if I have this Tefach and 3 Tefachim. Or Maishna Hocha, why in this halacha, the Kamrit, did Rabbi Siman say, Bayapas Arba, that you have to have a board that's 4 Tefachim and a Mashu wide to make it Mutter? Answers the Gemara, Hasam de Kishtei Tefanis Kel Chasam. In the previous case, the two walls that we had were full-fledged walls that were connected to each other. And therefore the sukkah, going back to a concept that we began the shiur with today, looks much more like an enclosed area. And since the sukkah looks much more like an enclosed area, that's why said Rav Siman, Sagalei b'tefach soichik, that the board we have should be a tefach soichik. Hocha, however, when the two walls that we're speaking about in this Gemara, the Lekeshtei Defanois, where the two walls don't touch each other, so because they're parallel, so the area that we have these two boards doesn't look like such an enclosed area because they're not connected to each other. So that's why the third wall that we're putting up has to accomplish much more. What do I mean when I say it has to accomplish much more? It's not just there to be a third wall. It's there to create an enclosure. And therefore, pass arba, if you're going to have it being 4 tefachim wide, plus the lovet that we discussed, then it's considered sufficiently enclosed. Eloi, but if you don't have that type of structure, then the halacha is, loy, it's not enough. So, and the reason is that we want to have 7 tefachim. But I saw a very interesting machlokes rishonim. We could understand that if you're going to have a large sukkah and the two existing walls are parallel to each other, and then the third wall is not going to be so strong as we're discussing because it's only a tefach and lovid, that doesn't look like an enclosed area. And the only way to accomplish a proper enclosure is by putting up 4 tefachim board plus lovid. So now you have a significant area. It equals 7 tefachim. But the question that we need to understand is, we can understand that requirement when you have a large sukkah. But let's say your entire sukkah, as we've learned a number of times already in our Masechta, that the requirements for a kosher sukkah is that it be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So let's say this wall that we're going to be putting up is only going to be 7 tefachim wide. And if we're going to put up a board of 4 tefachim and lovet, it means that that third wall is totally enclosed. Does the halacha that we're learning now, that the third wall has to be totally enclosed, even said by a small sukkah? Or was it strictly said by a large sukkah, where there, if you don't have this type of structure, it won't look like an enclosed area? And that's really a machlokes rishonim. The Ritva's opinion is that the Baal Eitz's opinion is, by a small sukkah, you wouldn't have to put up this kind of significant enclosure. The Ritva disagrees, and he says the Rav Siman doesn't make this kind of distinction, and therefore, under all circumstances, you need to have that type of structure. The Sfasemis says that this entire halacha, the Rav Siman just taught us, that in this type of situation, when the sukkah is made like a mavi with two parallel walls, you're going to have the 4 tefachim board and the lovet, is only a drabonim. Because we go back to the halach l'mashim Sinai that we spoke about already in our previous shiurim, that the halach l'mashim Sinai says that a kosher sukkah is two walls and a third wall being a tefach. Everything that we're learning in these shiur, everything that we learned now, that you have to have much more of a significant structure, explains the Sfas Emes, is only midrabanan, is only because Chazal were concerned that it should look like it should look like more of an enclosed area, and because of that, that was why says the Sfas Emes, Chazal, Rav Siman says, in this type of structure, this is how the third wall has to look like. The Prima Gadim disagrees. The Prima Gadim says that this requirement that Rav Siman just taught us is not just midrabanan. The Prima Gadim says that this halacha that we started with, that when you have two walls, the third wall, a tefach, is enough, is only, as we said, when the two walls are connected to each other. But when the two walls are not connected to each other, Rav Siman says that's not what the halacha L'Moshe was Sinai was said about. And there you're going to have midaraisa to have to make the sukkah that way. Amar Rava, says Rava, this sukkah that we said, that we have the two walls and a third wall with a tefach, ain't in the teres el b'tzuras ha-pesach. We learned in Masechta Erevin that in order to be able to create a Rishus HaYochid, to be able to carry, and this is the way most Erevin are built, they're built with a tzuras ha-pesach. A tzuras ha-pesach means that you have two vertical boards and one horizontal board, and that makes it into a doorway, and that's why you could have an area that's enclosed with tzuras ha-pesach, and what the tzuras ha-pesach accomplishes is that it makes it completely enclosed. Now the question is, when we speak about a sukkah, do we need to have a tzuras ha-pesach to enclose it? So the way Rava, as Rashi explains, when Rava says v'enin teres, means that you have to have this tefach that we just spoke about, the third wall, has to be, and it's constructed like a mavui, with the two parallel walls, the way to put up that third wall is by making it into a tzuras ha-pesach. And what we're accomplishing, according to Rava, is that a tzuras ha-pesach, as we learned, is a valid enclosure. We rely on it on Shabbos heavily for being able to carry in an enclosed area. And therefore, that's what Rav is teaching us, that when we're going to have this type of a situation, we're going to have a tzuras ha-pesach. There are Rishonim that disagree with Rashi, and they say that this requirement that Rav just taught us, that we have to have a tzuras ha-pesach, is not only on the sukkah that looks like a mavui, with the sukkah that has two parallel walls, but even when the two walls are connected to each other with a right angle, Rav is still going to require a tzuras ha-pesach on the third side. Again, following the concept that we're learning the entire shiur, and that is because we want to show that the sukkah should be much more of an enclosure. Now that Rav says we have to make a tzuras ha-pesach, there's a very big machloikus rishonim how that tzuras ha-pesach is done. So the way Rashi explains is that we take the board, which we said is a tefach wide, we divide it into two, each half being a chatzi tefach, and those two halves are what make it into a tzuras ha-pesach. And Tosfos Divrei Maskil ve'Einoi and the Ran say that this is a very interesting halacha, because when we learned how to make a tzuras ha-pesach in Masechta Erevin, the Gemara said on Daf Yud Aleph on the base of Masechta Erevin that the vertical boards of the tzuras ha-pesach could be of any width. Here we're learning that the vertical walls of the tzuras ha-pesach of the sukkah have to be at least a chatzi tefach wide. Again, why? Because the halacha is going to be, they explain, that Rav is going to hold, and not only do you need a tzuras ha-pesach, but you also need a tefach. And the reason you need to have a tefach is to give it more significance. So that's why each side has to be a half a tefach wide. The Rebbein Avraham and Ahar disagrees. And he says that when we're making a tzuras ha-pesach, since as we just learned, and since as we just quoted from the Gemara Masechta Erevin, that whenever you make a tzuras ha-pesach, the vertical pole could be any width. Here too, it could be any width. We learned that the third wall has to be a tefach. Says the Rav Ramana Har that the Gemara, when it said tefach, a very bechidish, did not mean that it has to be a tefach. It means it has to have some significance. A tzuras of Pesach is, as we know from Hilchos Shabbos, something that's considered quite significant. And therefore, even though the Gemara over and over in that shir said the word tefach, it doesn't necessarily have to be a tefach. Then, the Ritva says, not only that he has a different interpretation. He says, Rav is going to hold, you're going to have a board of a tefach. Because as the Gemara said, going back to the beginning of the sugya, that the third wall has to be a tefach wide. And Rav, by requiring, says the Ritva, a tzuras of Pesach, cannot take away that requirement. That's a requirement that the Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai set. Rav has no ability to remove that requirement. Says the Ritva, what Rava means to say is like this: I'm going to put up a board of a tefach connected to one of the walls. Then I'm going to put up a tzuras pesach, and the other side will have a pole that could be very narrow. So what I'm accomplishing, according to Ritva, according to Rava, is that I have both. I have a board which is a tefach wide, and besides having a board which is a tefach wide, I also get a tzuras pesach. So again, Amar Rava, says the Gemara, ain't in the terrace, Ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. Rava requires that you have a tzuras ha-pesach. And to review, there's a machlokes, is Rava only speaking about parallel walls or even walls at a right angle? And there's a machlokes how that tzuras ha-pesach has to be constructed. Ikadamri, there's a different version. Amar Rava, niteres nami b'tzuras ha-pesach. Besides, Rava is not saying that you have to have both according to this version. But according to this version, the halacha is that you have a number of possibilities. Either you could put up a tefach shaychik within three tefachim of your wall, like Rav Siman said, and that will give you a decent third wall between Lovud and what I picked up. Or I could do a tzuras pesach. So Rava is not coming to say that I need to have both. Rava is building on what Rav Siman said. And again, according to the way we learned the Gemara, Rav Siman is not really a deraisa. Rav Siman is a derabbanan. Rav Siman is saying that even though midaraisa, a third tefach is enough, came Rav Siman and said, no, it has to be a little more significant. And therefore, I have to have a board that's a tefach shaychek with lovid, if it's going to be right angle walls. And if it's going to be parallel walls, I would have to have four tefachim and lovid. Comes Rav and says that instead of using that approach, that way of constructing your third wall, I have another way of doing your third wall, and that is making it tzuras pesach. Ikadami, and then there's another version of Rava. V'tzrichanami, besides that you have to have what Rav Siman said, you also have to have a tzuras pesach. That means you have to have a board, and you also have to have a tzuras pesach. That means, a way Rashi, the very mask of the Teres, explains that according to Rava, you're going to have to put up a board that's a tefach wide, tefach shoychik wide, within three tefachim of one of the existing walls. And on top of that, he's also going to have a tzuras ha-pesach to make this sukkah kosher midrabon. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Ashkechel Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi meant Rav Kahana the Ka'ovid Defach Shoichik, that he was making the third wall of a sukkah the way Rav Siman told us to make the third wall, with a Tefach Shoichik and Lovid. The Ka'ovid, and he was also making a Tzuras HaPesach to the sukkah. Amalei lo sova ma'ala ha-dama Rava, didn't you hear what Rava said? Dama Rava, v'niteres nami b'tzuras HaPesach. His understanding of Rava was not that you have to have both, but Rava gave us an option, either make the Tefach Shoichik or make the Tzuras HaPesach. There's no need to do both. Amalei, to which Rav Kahana said to Rav Ashi, Anoki idach lishna de Rava Sfirilei. I hold like Rava's, the different version of Rava, Dama Rava, that version said, Vitzricha nami Tzuras HaPesach, that you have to have both Tefach Shoichik, like Rav Siman told us, and Tzuras HaPesach, as Rava taught us. The Gemara now begins to discuss if a wall that's considered a valid wall as far as Hilchos Sukkah is concerned is going to be valid for as a wall for Shabbos on Shabbos Yom Tov Sukkos, and vice versa. If a wall which is considered satisfactory for Shabbos wall is also going to be considered a valid wall for Sukkah on the Shabbos of Sukkos. So says the Gemara, Shtaim Kolchosim. We learned earlier on the Avava Mebeis that a kosher Sukkah is two full-fledged walls, and the third one could be a Tefach. Amar Rav V'chein L'Shabbos. Just like the third wall, just being a Tefach, is satisfactory for Sukkah, that's also going to be satisfactory for Shabbos. And therefore, what Rav is saying is as follows. On a normal Shabbos, to make a place be considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you have to have three full-fledged walls. Shabbos during Yontif, the third wall being a Tefach is adequate. And therefore, if somebody put up a Sukkah in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that way, two walls and a Tefach, he's going to be allowed to carry from his Sukkah to his house, and it's not considered as if he's carrying from a from Shus Hayochet to Shus Rabbah or vice versa. Four says Rava, Miga to have a doifin linyan sukkah, since it's considered a valid wall as far as Hilchas Sukkah is concerned, have a doifin linyan Shabbos, it's considered a valid wall for as far as Hilchas Shabbos is concerned as also. And the Ran explains the Gemara. It's the halacha. He explains the migui this way. It's impossible to say that a wall is a wall sometimes and not other times. And if it's not a wall for Shabbos, then it can't be a wall for Sukkah. And he takes it a step further. He says, we know that the Yontif Sukkos is a seven-day Yontif. Since the Yontif Sukkos is a seven-day Yontif, it's impossible to have a Sukkos without a Shabbos. So the Torah, when it said, when it said that the sukkah we're discussing was a kosher sukkah, it could have not have passably meant that it's a kosher sukkah only for 6 days of sukkahs, and for Shabbos, if you're going to be able to rely to carry from here, you're going to have to make a different type of sukkah. It must be what the Torah said is that not only is this good enough for sukkahs, it's going to be even good enough for the Shabbos day of sukkahs. The Pnei Yeshua, however, makes a very important point. He says, this migui is a great svara. He says, but this migui that we're relying here on is only in a case where it's not considered a Rosh Hashanah Yochid midrabbanan. So the migui could say that even though the Rabbanan said that normally I do not want to rely on this type of an enclosure to consider the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, migui, since it's considered it's a valid enclosure as far as Hilchas Sukkah is concerned, it's also going to be considered a valid enclosure as far as Hilchas Shabbos is concerned. But if it would not be a valid enclosure for Hilchas Shabbos midoraisa, just to rely on a migui, we can't say that that's going to make it into that it could be considered adequate for Shabbos as well. And then the Mefarshim tried to come up, well, if that's the case, how could you ever have a place that only has two walls and a third wall being a Tefach, and it should be considered a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and that should be considered a Rosh Hashanah Yochid Midaraisa, and they say with a Schach, and it doesn't reach to the back wall. Esvei asks Abayi to Rava, Esvei Abayi, Mi Amrina Migui, is there such a concept that since it's a good wall for Hilchas Sukkah, it's a good wall for Hilchas Shabbos, for Tanya, Doifin Sukkah, Kedoifin Shabbos. The Braisa teaches us that any wall that's considered a valid wall as far as Hilchas Shabbos is a valid wall for Hilchas Sukkah. And therefore, the Gemara in Masecht Ervin discusses that if you have an enclosed area with poles that are each etzba wide and there's a distance between the poles of three tefachim, that is a valid mechitza, because we apply the concept of lavud, and therefore the entire area is considered completely enclosed. And this can be constructed in one of two ways. It can be constructed either with vertical poles that are within three tefachim of each other, or it could be constructed with horizontal poles, with horizontal strings that are within three tefachim of each other. But the halacha is ovad that it should be considered a valid enclosure. There can't be more than shalosh tefachim in between, because there's going to be more than shalosh tefachim in between. We're not going to be able to apply the concept of lovid. Yiseira Shabbos Sukkos, but then continues the brisa. Shabbos has a stringency over Sukkos. So Shabbos and in the terrace el oimid meruba laparitz. There's another halacha that the closed area on Shabbos has to be more than the open area. Of course, explained the Rishonim, Rashi and other Rishonim, that's if it's not with a Tzuras of Pesach. Because as we alluded to earlier in our shir, whenever we have a situation of a Tzuras of Pesach, what the Tzuras of Pesach accomplishes is that the Halacha considers that entire area as if it is completely enclosed. And therefore, that's not considered a situation of Oymen Merubel Peretz. And therefore, says the Gemara, that for Shabbos, if the open area is more than the closed area, then it's not considered a valid wall. Mash Enkein B'Sukkah. As far as Hilchas Sukkah is concerned, even if you're going to have Oymen Merubel Peretz, if we look at the two, we have the Sukkah, it has two walls, and then two real walls and two walls that one side with nothing and one side just with a Tefach. And as the Rishonim go on to explain, even the two sides with walls can have openings in those walls. They can have doors or windows in those walls. Still, so if you combine all of that, you're going to have Oymed Merubah LaParetz. Masha Enkein B'Sukkah, that if it's Paretz Merubah LaOymed, it's still kosher. Mai, what does the Gemara say that Shabbos is more chomer than Sukkah? Doesn't it mean, Lav Yisrael Shabbos to Sukkah Sukkah? That on Shabbos of Sukkot, a sukkah that's going to be constructed with Paretz Merubah LaOymed, which we're saying as far as Hilchos Sukkah is concerned, it's a kosher sukkah. For Shabbos, it will not be considered an enclosed area. And the Gemara is saying that isn't this brisa teaching us Loy Amrin Amigui? And we don't say that just because it's good for sukkahs, it's also going to be good for Shabbos. Says the word Noi. That's not what the brisa meant to say. What the brisa meant to say is Shabbos to Alma, Shabbos to Sukkah. On a regular Shabbos, such an enclosure where it's Paretz Merubah LaOymed is not considered, as we said, a valid enclosure. But that's only on a regular Shabbos. But when it comes to the Shabbos of Sukkos, we go back to the concept that we learned earlier. Since for the Shabbos of Sukkos, if it's good for Sukkos, and the Ran, we review what the Ran taught us, every Sukkos must have a Shabbos in it, so Chazal taught us if it's good for Sukkos, it's good for Shabbos as well. And again, if we follow the Svara of the Pnei Yeshua, it's very geschmack. Because truthfully, Paretz Merubah LaOymed, if we're relying on Lavud, is really a full-fledged wall. Chazal, for Shabbos, weren't satisfied with that type of a wall. And Midirabbanan. And therefore, on Sukkos, they relaxed that Gezerah, because they said, I'm going to rely on it for Shabbos. I'm going to rely on it for Sukkos. I'm going to rely on it for Shabbos as well. As the Gemara, if that's what the Brisa meant to say, says the Gemara, listening now, you say Sukkah d'Alma, Sukkah d'Shabbos. The Sukkah on Sukkos is stricter than Sukkos the rest of the year. Deal Sukkah d'Alma, Sukkah the whole Yontif, by Tefach Shaychik. We're learning to make the third wall, Rav Siman said, you have to have a Tefach Shaychik. Deal Sukkah d'Shabbos, but when we speak about the Sukkah on Shabbos, a tefach shaychik would not be required, because what would be adequate with sagi belechi, it would be enough just to have a lechi. Da atu the amrit, your man the amrit that said sichel gabi mavui. If you put a schach on top of a mavui, that means you have these two parallel walls. V'yesh lo lechor, it has a lechi. It's kosher. So let's understand, when we have a lechi. And the third wall, well, we have the third wall just with a lechi, that's enough to make it into a mavi in which you could carry, as the Mishnah teaches us at the beginning of a Masechta Erevin. And the way Rashi the Ramaskov Ilu explained this Gemara, the Gemara here is speaking about a mavi mefulish. It has two walls that are parallel to each other, and then you put up a lechi on the third wall, and then the halacha is you could carry there. So if that should be good for Shabbos, that should be good for Sukkah. So that the Tosis, the Ramaskos Sichech on Amid Beis asks that that's not true. A mavi that only has two walls a lechi will not be adequate. We hold that it has to have three walls. So what's the Gemara's question? That if it's good for Shabbos just with two walls and a lechi, it should be good for Sukkah. It doesn't make any sense. It's not good for Shabbos either. And if it has three walls, then it's a perfect Sukkah. So Tosfos, based on the Mashal, explains as follows. Mida Raisa, a lechi is good enough to make something into Shusa Yochid. Yes, when did Chazal say that a lechi is good enough in Masechet Erevin? They only said it when it has three walls, not just when it has two walls. But what did the Gemara, what was the Gemara Mechadish in Masechet Erevin? What the Gemara was Mechadish in Masechet Erevin is that a lechi, and actually it was a machloikis, but that's the way the Rishonim are learning our Gemara, is the lechi mishum mechitza. That a lechi is considered a mechitza. So the Gemara's question is, if Chazal taught us that as far as Hilchas Shabbos is concerned, a lechi creates a mechitza, then on Sukkos, also the lechi should make into a sukkah. Saktama, he, the din, that a lechi is good, lo yitzuchalei, it's obvious that it's going to be good. Because e mekiltel chamilter minin, if we're saying what's considered an adequate wall for Sukkos, which is not as strict as Shabbos. We're saying if it's good for Sukkos, it's good for Shabbos, so what the Gemara is saying is, a huge chiddush, we don't pass in this way, but the Gemara is saying is that you have a third wall, just a lechi, on Shabbos Sukkos, and it will be enough, because since a lechi is a wall for Shabbos, it's a wall for Sukkah. Gufa, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava taught us, Sicha gabe mavi. If you put a schach on top of a mavi, v'yesh lo lechi, and it has a lechi, k'sheira the sukkah's kosher, because since, as we just said, the lechi is considered an adequate wall as far as Hilchas Shabbos is concerned, it's also considered an adequate wall as far as Hilchas Sukkah are concerned. We also learned, when we learned Masechet Erevin Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that they used to have pits that that had all the dimensions of Rosh Hashanah, water pits, and the people that were going to be oil regal had to be able to take out water from those pits on Shabbos to have their animals that were standing outside of the pit be able to drink from that water. So the Gemara there taught us that the way we could create a Rosh Hashanah is by taking four poles, each one being an amma wide, and encircling this area, and that entire area now is considered a Rosh Hashayachid. And you could carry, and you could have the animal standing in that, so to speak, weekly, W-E-A-K, weekly enclosed area, and it won't be considered that you're taking from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid. Says the Gemara, based on what we're learning in our Shia today, Amar Rava, Sichich Agabe Pasabroi, so if you have this Pasabroi, so you have these four poles, and then you put on top of it schach, then it's going to be a kosher sukkah, even though it's just four poles. Mavoi, then another halacha. So now ask the Gemara Tzricha. All the halachas that we're learning are based on the same concept. And that is that since it's a good wall for Hilchas Shabbos, it's a good wall for Hilchas Sukkah. So why does the Gemara have to give, ask the Gemara, so many different examples of that principle? But Tzrich, Diash Minin Mavi, if we only said the case of Sukkah by Mavi, Mishim Dikish Tei Defanis Ma'ayusa, at least there you have two good full walls. Avagabe Pes Beroz, the case that we just explained, the Lekish Tei Defanis Ma'ayusa, where we don't have two good walls, Amaloi, maybe we can't rely on the migud. V'yashmin pasim roz mishum dekish shem arba defanis. At least it looks like it's enclosed from all the sides. Aval sicha gabe mavi, when you have only the two walls and the two other sides are essentially completely exposed. The lekashem arba defanis eloi. V'yashmin hanitati, if Rava would only have just taught us these halachas, that what's good for Hilchas Shabbos is good for Hilchas Sukkos, we would say, Mechamirta Lekilta. What's good for Shabbos is certainly good for Sukkos. Av Mekilil Chamirta, what's good for Sukkos will not necessarily be good for Shabbos, Eim Eloi, and therefore, the case that we spoke about before, which is a valid sukkah, but it's not a valid Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it won't be a Rosh Hashanah Yochid for Shabbos, tzricha to say it goes both ways. What's good for Shabbos is good for Sukkos, and what's good for Sukkos is good for Shabbos. We learned further in our Mishnah, the Shechamsa Merubah Mitzilta, a sukkah that the sunlight is more than the wall, is possible. It says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Chamsa Machem Sichuk. When we speak about Chamsa Merubah Mitzilta, it's talking about from the Schach. If the Schach is so lightly dispersed that more sun enters than shade, it's a possible sukkah. V'loy Machem Stefanis. But let's say you'll have a properly covered sukkah, but you'll have on top of the sukkah, but you'll have walls that are transparent, and that's why there's so much sunlight coming into your sukkah. Rabbi, that doesn't disqualify the sukkah. Rabbi Yoshe disagrees, and he says, "Af machm stefanis." The walls as well, if the walls are let in sunlight, then your sukkah will be disqualified. What is the basis of Rabbi Yoshe's opinion? The ksiv. The pasuk says, regarding the proichus, v'sakoysoi ala oren as a proichus. The Torah says that after we put the oren in the kodesh hakadoshim, we put the proichus, which divide between the kodesh and kodesh hakadoshim, and the proichus is v'sakoysoi ala oren as a proichus. It covers the proichus. Now, ask the Gemara, the proichus don't cover the oren. The proichus is a curtain which separates. Proichus mechitza. Why are we calling it tzchach? It's really just a curtain. It's a mechitza. Why is the Torah calling it tzchach? Alma says Rabbi Oishev, based on that pasuk, the mechitza k'tzchach binan, that all the halachas that apply to the tzchach apply to the walls as well. And therefore, by the tzchach, everybody agrees, as we said, that if the tzchach is chamtsa merubah mitzilsa, the tzchucha is disqualified. So too will be the halacha by the walls. If they're chamtsa merubah mitzilsa, the sukkah will be disqualified. So the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Yoshe, as we said, and the Rabbanan say that chamtsa merubah mitzilsa is only by the tzchach, not on the walls. How will they explain this pasuk? The Rabbanan say, ahu, the nechah bei porta, that the curtain should not just be vertical standing, it should be turned a little, the mechitza tzchach that looks like it's covered over the tzchach. So the Rav Yos says that based on this Gemara, the Rav Yoshe just said that the walls of the sukkah have all the same rules as the tzchach, so there are many halachas that apply to the tzchach. The halacha is that anything that's mekabel tumah may not be used for tzchach. Based on this, the halacha would be that anything that's mekabel tumah cannot be used for the walls. So you could only use wood walls. You wouldn't be able to use metal walls, etc. And because Rav Oishia is saying that the halachas of the wall are exactly the same as the halachas of the tzchach, but then most Rishonim disagree. And they say, even though Rav Oishia just said that the walls and the tzchach have to be the same, it's only limited to the halacha that the Gemara is discussing, the halacha of chamsa merubah mitzilsa. But it doesn't apply because that's what the word tzchach means. Tzchach means to cover. And chamsa merubah mitzilsa is a direct contradiction to what tzchach represents. But all the other halachas of tzchach don't apply, even according to Rabbi Oishia, to the walls of the sukkah. Says the Gemara, Amar Abai, Rabbi, Rabbi Oishia, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamaliel, or Beishamay, Rabbi Lezva, Acherim, Kula Sfirlu, they all have the opinion, sukkah diris kva ba'inam. And as all the Rishonim explained this Gemara, it's not to say that all of these opinions are identical, as they're clearly not identical. Not only are they clearly not identical, but they don't necessarily agree with each other. But each opinion that we're going to review from these different Tanoim is based on the concept of a sukkah diris kva b'inan. They just apply it differently to the various halachas that they say. Moreover, the Ritva says that we have a Kabbalah going back to the Goinim, that whenever the Gemara begins with this type of introduction of kula sfirlu, that they're all in agreement, yes, it could very well be that they're all in agreement. But that is another way of saying that the halacha doesn't follow this approach, that we don't paskin this way. And it's very much applicable in our Gemara, because indeed, we don't hold that a sukkah needs to be a diras kva. Rebbe, we go back to Rebbe, because we learned the Tanya, we learned the beginning of the Masech, that Rebbe, I'm a kol sukkah shein by arba amas, al arba amas psula. Rebbe held that a sukkah has to be at least 4 amas by 4 amas. Why did Rebbe hold that way? Because he needs it to have much more of a permanence. Zayin al zayin tfachim is inadequate. Ravosha Hadamarin, that we just said that even the walls of the sukkah may not be chamtsum rum mitzilsa. Rabbi Yehuda Tznan, we learned in the first Mishnah of our Masechta, that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is sukkah she gevoy lemalam esam ama, a sukkah which is above 20 amas is posel. And Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Tanakhama's opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Machsha, why does he allow the sukkah to be so tall, even though when you're going to have such a tall sukkah, the walls will have to be sturdy, because he holds that a sukkah needs to be a diras kva. Rav Shimon de Tanya, as we learned in that Vav on the base, that what is the minimum of a sukkah in terms of walls? Shtaim kol chason v'shlishis afilo tefach. The Tanakhama, as we discussed extensively in today's shiur, holds that a sukkah is 2 walls and the 3rd wall just being a tefach. Rav Shimon oimer shalosh kol chason, 3 full walls, and the revius is tefach. And as we learned in our previous shiur, one of the explanations for Rav Shimon was because we need that the sukkah should be an enclosure to protect us. Obviously, Rav Shimon holds that the sukkah has to be a diras kva. Rav Gamliel, Tanya, ha'oisus sukasa, if somebody builds a sukkah b'rosh agol on top of a carriage, or b'rosh asina, or on top of a boat, Rav Gamliel paisel, Rav Gamliel says that it's a sukkah that's not kosher. The reason the sukkah is not kosher is because nobody builds a diras kva, a permanent home in such a structure. Rabbi Kiva Machsher. So again, we clearly see that Gamliel holds that a sukkah needs to be a diras kva. Beshamai, going back to something that we discussed also at the beginning of Masechta. Mishayu Rosh Veruba Sukkah, Shulchan Besoich Abayis, Beshamai Paislam, Besilam Machshirim. So why is that? So as we explained, does the sukkah also have to, so we explained that there were two issues as we learned the Gemara on Daf Gimel. One issue is a concern of Shemi Yimashach Achas Shulchanai, that if your table's not in your sukkah, you may go where your table is and you could end up eating outside the sukkah. But besides for that consideration, we also said the Machloikas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel was about what is the minimum size of a sukkah. And Beis Shammai said that the sukkah has to be at least large enough to hold Rosh Shivarubai V'Shulchanai. Why? Because the sukkah has to be a place that's permanent where you have where it's you and the Shulchan. Again, because it's a diras kva. Rabbi Lezer, where do we see that Rabbi Lezer holds that the sukkah should be a diras kva? The Tanan Oysa Sukkosa commits srif, that the sukkah is made like a teepee, where it's 2 walls that touch each other, like a triangle. Oysa Samchal Kaisel, or the way you make your sukkah is you have a standing wall, and you put a schach mat, a schach, touching that wall. Rabbi Lezer Paisel, Rabbi Lezer holds that's not a sukkah, because a proper structure are walls and a roof. This doesn't have walls and a roof. And a diras kva has a wall and a roof. A chav machshirim. A cherim, the tanya cherim oimer, a sukkah that's made like a nest, that's round, psula. It's possible fisha ein lo zavis, because it doesn't have corners. And a proper structure, a proper dira, has 4 corners. It has 4 walls and a tap. If this is just made round, it's not a kosher sukkah because it's lacking in diras kva, which all these tanoim that we just quoted hold that a sukkah should have diras kva.